Hi, this is Martha with March into April's Animal World Tip of the Month. Besides April showers, what comes to mind most prominently in April is Easter. And then the kid part of me starts thinking about Easter bunnies. Now, not to mention chicks and ducklings. Now, I don't mean the candy versions. I'm talking about the real thing. Every Easter, many families get caught up in the energy and bring home real live baby bunnies, chicks, or ducklings. Now, even though all of those little creatures can make wonderful human companions, most of us don't have a clue as to how to make that happen. Consistently, many bunnies, chicks, and ducklings end up either dead or dumped. Remember the tragic dump rabbit overpopulation problem a few years ago in Redmond? Or they end up in animal rescue shelters. I'd like you to help us prevent that from happening again this year by not being part of the problem. Please fight the urge to delight your children with baby animals this Easter. Maybe it's the kid part of you that's always wanted one. But please, please, please do your homework before you go out and buy a baby bunny. And be prepared to raise a house rabbit. That's right, I said a house rabbit. In my opinion, rabbits don't belong in cages outside 24/7. But they can make excellent in-house companions. They house train to a litter box just like a cat. And sometimes are better pet for some people than a dog or a cat. But you need to know what you're doing to have it work. There are some great resources around here if you want to learn more. The House Rabbit Society, Evergreen Rabbit Rescue, the best little rabbit, rodent, and ferret house in the Lake City area of Seattle, the Humane Society in Bellevue, and the Seattle Animal Shelter on Elliott Avenue in Seattle. You might even want to consider adopting a rescued model, but keep in mind most rescues and shelters will not adopt out rabbits close to the Easter holiday for obvious reasons. So if you want to get a live Easter bunny, do some homework first. Learn how to create a great in-house environment for your rabbit friend, and please do your best to make a lifetime commitment. And with a rabbit, that's about 10 years. Surprisingly, chickens and ducks can also, under select circumstances, make good human companions, but not in the city, and they're not great in-house only pets. If you're considering ducks or chickens, remember they need very secure housing, and they tend to attract coyote and cougar to your area. So, all things considered, unless you're an exception to the norm, bring home the stuffed and candy versions of the Easter bunnies, chicks, and ducklings, and we'll all have a better Easter this year. You'll hear this tip repeated throughout the month until Easter, and be sure to stay tuned to Animal World, because if you didn't get convinced with this tip, hearing my family's sad Easter bunny story may convince you, and I'll share that with you soon on an upcoming Animal World.
Been there, done that? It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 a.m. or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair discusses issues that are important to you, like good health and well-being, finding a new job and building your business, overcoming life's big challenges and making sense out of chaos, and living with passion and joy. Join us Mondays at noon Pacific for Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair. See conversationslive.net for show schedule and guest information.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk. Welcome you to the third hour of our first spring edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Now, you can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the upper, the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen and Watch. That will bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And speaking of streaming the show, well, first let me tell you that it is now officially a Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me as a behavior trainer and therapist, or a behavior therapist and trainer. My expertise is primarily with dogs and cats, but a lot of what I teach applies to all animal suits. And boy, I've been working professionally all of my life with animals, and I don't have all the answers, but I got a lot. And I'd love to chat with you about your animal friends and help you with whatever's going on. And phone calls take priority this hour. Write down these phone numbers. 425-373-5527 is local. 425-373-5527 is local. Toll free, 888-298-5569. Remember the 1-888-298-5569. And as always, phone calls take priority. That's where we're going. When I said speaking of streaming, we're going all the way to Albuquerque, New Mexico. And welcome, David. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with Martha.
Hi, Martha.
Hey, David. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good.
So what can I help you with?
Okay, well, I have three dogs, actually, and the youngest one's about two, a little bit over by the Animal Humane's estimation when she was born. And I'm having difficulty with getting her to consistently go outside to go to the bathroom.
Okay, so let me get filled in on the details first. You said you had three dogs total.
Yeah.
Okay. The two older dogs, what are they?
Well, let's see. Vladimir is probably like a shepherd mix, and the female Dushka is like a lab mix.
And how old is Vladimir?
Vladimir is 12.
Okay, and how about Dushka?
Dushka's 13.
And male neuter, female spayed?
Yes.
Okay. And no house training problems with either of them?
No.
Okay, we're good with them. All right, so now the youngest one, what's that one's name?
That's Khaleesi.
Khaleesi. And what kind of dog is Khaleesi?
Khaleesi's a Chihuahua mix.
Ah, there would be part of the problem, David.
Okay.
Not they were sort of behind the door sometimes when house training abilities were handed out. So, so they need more help. They can be a little challenged in this area. And she's about 2 years old. Is she a female spayed?
Yeah, female spayed.
Okay, and about how long have you had Khaleesi?
We've had her since, let's see. We got her when she was approximately 4 months old. So
about a year and a half.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, just generally speaking, you have two older dogs. Have you had Vladimir and Dushka all of their lives?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, we adopted them about the same, the same time.
But they're 12 and 13 years old. Okay. Now, German Shepherd mixes, labs, they're in the breeds of dogs that fall into, when it comes to house training, they read the book and they're like easy. Okay. And they're like going to pick it up pretty much no matter what, unless there's something really messed up going on. Okay. Chihuahuas, like I said, they were behind the door when the book was handed out and they refused to do the homework and read it. Okay. Now they're also little tiny dogs. And depending on, they also come in a large size range, teeny tiny, larger Chihuahuas. Early programming and patterning means a lot to them. When you have the smaller dogs, it's more likely that we pick them up, carry them around a lot. There's a lot more spoiling going on. So a lot of times they aren't nearly as responsible for their own behavior as some of the larger dogs can be. Does that make sense to you, David?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. Now, we've had her about a year and a half, so she's about 6 months old, or about 4 to 6 months old, you said, when you got her.
Yeah.
That means that a lot of the really important developmental stages that she went through before you got her. Do you know what the history was, where she came from? Do you know anything about it?
I do, based off of the information that the animal humane gave me. They said that that she was a stray. Well, that's as much of the information as they had, was that they picked her up off the street somewhere.
Okay, so as far as we know, she probably didn't get a whole lot of training. Now, how have you handled her? You say you've had her a year and a half or so, and you're still having problems with accidents in the house?
Yeah, and I think a lot of it's my fault in the sense that she doesn't get a whole lot of opportunities at this point to be able to go outside much. We don't have a doggy door, and my work schedule kind of means that I have a very, very narrow window at the beginning of the day to get her out there. And it used to be a family of just me and my girlfriend, but she passed away in November, so it's been just me.
I'm sorry to hear that, David.
Well, that's okay. And
now, is she urinating in the house or defecating or both?
Both. And
okay. Did this change? I mean, you said that it used to be you and your girlfriend, and then she passed away recently. Was the dog better at house training before your lady friend passed? Has it gotten worse since then? Because you said your schedule's changed and that sort of thing.
Well,
or has it always been sort of a problem?
It's better in the sense that, I mean, it was better in the sense that she was here during the day. So, I mean, I think the only reason why it was better is that
she was there to police it better.
Yeah, and she was able to just let them outside whenever, you know. So they were used to going outside quite a bit more, but she still had, times when she would do that. And my girlfriend was disabled, so, I mean, she couldn't really, do any kind of, like, physical, moving of the dog or anything along those lines. So what we had done, and this is the part that I think is primarily kind of, our fault for not having this going as smoothly as it could, is that we would put down, like, a pad.
Mm-hmm. A pee pad?
Yeah, a pee pad, basically, and she got kind of accustomed to going on it. And I tried to get her off of that after Anna passed away. With some mixed results, she seemed to be kind of streaky, like, maybe going about 3 or 4 days without having anything. And then she would have an accident, and eventually it got to the point where I've, gone back to that pad in case she has an accident.
If you put a pee pad out, does she use it?
Yes, she's very good at using it. Sometimes she misses a little bit with the defecating, but I mean it's always within about a couple of inches or so on the pad.
Okay, so she tries to hit the mark,
right?
And she does that consistently. So you're not getting, if the pee pad's down, she's not going elsewhere in the house.
Right, and if the pee pad's not there, she goes in the same area.
She goes where the pee pad would normally be.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Now, it may be that your expectations are just too great for her at this point. So let's talk. You said you were feeling that some of it might be your fault because of your schedule. So fill me in on what is your schedule. You said there's a first thing in the morning you're able to take them out.
Right. And but it's dark, when I get up for the most part.
That's a pain, isn't it? I don't like that.
So being able to, see what she does is kind of difficult because they'll usually all go out at the same time. I guess I could just focus on her if that's what...
Well, and you know what? I was given a little pocket flashlight. But actually, Kim Miller Medium Animal gave it to me for Christmas. And I keep it in my coat that I take Robbie out, my puppy out. And I'm still, because the basic principles of house training, and sometimes when you got an older dog, you got to go back to basics, confinement, supervision, scheduling. And the supervision is going out with them, cueing them to go, praising them when they go, and making sure that they go. So when I take Robbie out at night or early in the morning when it's dark, I have this little flashlight in my pocket. So I can pull it out and use the light to see if he goes or not. So you might need to get one of those handy-dandy little pocket flashlights. But nonetheless, so you're able to go out in the morning, but it's dark.
Yeah.
Then what happens? And do you feed breakfast to the dogs?
I do for Vladimir because he's diabetic, so I'm keeping him on a schedule where I feed him consistently. And then the girl dogs don't eat when I attempt to feed them.
Okay, so what, you bring them back inside and then you go off to work or something?
Right.
And how are they housed when you're gone? Just loose in the house?
Right, they're loose in the house.
Okay, and how long are you gone?
I'm gone for about 9 hours out of the day.
Okay, so you're gone start to finish from when you leave to when you get home, it's 9 hours.
Yeah.
And then you're home for the rest of the day and evening?
Yes.
Okay. And the accident or the peeing or the pooping, you're saying that if you leave a potty pad down, she uses it.
Right.
But if you don't, she will go in the area where the potty pad has been.
Exactly.
And that's when you're gone?
Right.
Does she go there? Or does she also go in the house when you're home?
I have never caught her defecating in the house, so
okay.
I would say no.
All right. Okay, so here's the deal, David. Now, with old dog, young dog, it really doesn't matter. The basic principles to proper house training are confinement, supervision, and scheduling. And that's because sphincter, bladder, bowel control is learned behavior. They don't just grow into it and know how to control. And some dogs have an attitude where they really want to keep their homes clean. Some will keep larger areas clean than others, and so they really work at learning control and learning to put things in the right place. Others don't. And like I told you, your older dogs are breeds that tend to care and pay attention. The little Chihuahuas are not on that list. But on the other hand, most dogs can learn to hold it for 8 to 9 hours on a consistent basis. It's easier for them to do it at night when they're not active or doing anything. It's more difficult during the day. And by the way, is she okay during the night?
In terms of I guess that's one exception to me being home because usually when if I wake up in the morning, snuck off the bed at some point and actually gone to the bathroom while I sleep. So
okay, will she go to the potty pad though?
Oh yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Okay. All right. So here's the thing. They're at being 2 years old. We certainly could go through the process of educating this dog, teaching the control, and teaching her to hold it and go only outside. Now, you said, well, and I don't have a doggy door. But, you know, I have to tell you, I don't recommend generally that you train dogs right to a doggy door. Because then they don't learn the control to hold it. And I recommend if you're going to have a dog door that you raise them without it to start with, teach them the control and the hold, then introduce the dog door because they already know the hold. And then if you ever have to be without a dog door, they've got the hold to fall back on. So you're not in trouble, David, for not having a dog door. Okay, I have never had a dog door ever, you know, and this is my profession. Okay, and I wouldn't have a dog door unless I absolutely had to for some reason. Anyway, they're not bad or wrong. Okay, they're not necessary in most cases.
That's good news because I really was holding off on doing.
All right, now the other thing we got to look at, though, remember the principles to house training: confinement, supervision, and scheduling. You're probably not going to be able to pull this off by allowing her full range of the house at night when you're sleeping, during the day when you're gone. And we'd have to confine her in a pen or a crate or an area small enough that she can't get out of that she's willing to keep clean and hold it. And some of these dogs, if you make their confinement area now, and crate training is usually easy when we're puppies because dogs are den animals and they take to it easily. But when we're past 2 years of age, you know, when we're an already grown-up dog, and if we never received that crate training experience, I don't like to do it later on because it's much more difficult to crate train them if they weren't crate trained as puppies.
Okay.
So it's not right on the top of my list of things I want to do. It's on the back burner, and I only do it if we absolutely have to. And then I got to tell you, David, I'm lazy. I really don't want to work any harder than I have to. And I find a lot of the people I work with kind of find the same category. I mean, we got enough to do. We don't need to make a problem. So what I'm kind of thinking, David, is that I think, you know, she uses a potty pad. And she'll get off the bed at night and go to the potty pad. When you're gone, if she has to go, she uses the potty pad. And, yeah, she might not have total accuracy and maybe miss it by an inch or so when she poops, but she's using the pad. So, you know, the obvious question, David, is what's wrong with this picture? This, I think you would have to, you're going to have to really do stuff that would be unpleasant to the dog, a lot more work for you. And to just use the potty pad, to me, seems like that's pretty simple. So how come this is a problem?
I guess I could live with it. I mean, I don't mind having her use that at all.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking that's the easy thing. Now, it'd be one thing if she was peeing and pooping all over the house, and potty pad or not, she wasn't using it. Remember, dogs are creatures of habit, and they anticipate, you know, the schedule and all of that. She's been, whether you wanted to or not, she has been patterned to being able to go during the day or during the night if she has to. She hasn't been forced to learn to hold it. So that's her pattern. And like I said, I can teach you what you need to know to accomplish that, but I'm thinking why. She uses a potty pad. I'd rather buy potty pads and pick up the potty pad, you know, and deal with that than put her through confinement, scheduling. It's a good idea. You always need to go outside. I would when you go out with her, cue her when you go out, outside. Little dogs don't like to go out when it's cold, when it's dark, when it's rainy, when it's wet, that kind of stuff. And if you have a bad attitude and say, oh, it's dark and I don't want to go out and it's crummy, she's going to say, oh, I don't want to go out, it's dark, it's crummy. They're monkey see, monkey do models. So the darker it is, the worse the weather is outside, you got to have a good jolly routine. Woo, oh boy, outside, woohoo, this is, you know, and you get happy and jolly and like you really need to do it. You can make going outside more exciting for her if you find a really high-value food reward, something she really, really likes. She doesn't get any other time. Could be a piece of cheese, a piece of chicken. You get the natural balance meatloafs in the pet store and cut them up into small pieces. A food reward to be effective only needs to be large enough to taste.
Well, I've already got the thing in mind for that.
Okay, get something like that. Then when you do go out, start cueing her with go potty, hurry up, go potty. In your mind, they get the pictures in your mind. They feel what you're feeling. So when you go out in the morning or in the evening when you're home, I don't want you out there thinking, oh, crap, she's never going to go. She's going to hold it. And then, you know, as soon as we get in the house, she's going to go on the pad. Okay. When you go outside, see her going. And when she starts to go outside, start quiet praise. Good. Good potty outside. Good potty outside. As soon as she's done, then you have a little party right there on the spot. Oh boy, good poop your puppy. Good potty outside. Oh, that's so special. And give her that special reward right on the spot. Okay. So that she goes, wow, that's really cool. I got great food. Okay. Well, now, if you get into this and you sell this ritual, you get happy, excited, she gets rewarded on the spot. Well, if she goes on the potty pad in the house, we're not going to do anything about that. She's going to get nothing. So then we get, well, in her little mind, gee, if I go outside, I get this food reward. We have a party. We might convince her to just try to hold it longer so that she can get the food reward outside. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes perfect sense.
Okay. So I'm going to advise you at this stage, David, to say, let's take the easy road. I think you have enough to deal with. You got the older dogs and all of that. They're doing great. Let's have you go out with her, start cueing words, a party when she goes outside, and a high reward, food reward. Let's keep the pad in the house. And if she goes on the pad, that's great, but we're not going to have a party on because she does that anyway. We'll just deal with that. Then let's see how you are with this for a little while and if you can make this okay for you. Yeah, this isn't that bad. We'll do a potty pad. Now, if we need to, the next step would be we could add an after-the-fact education process to start telling her it's not good to go in the house on the pad. It's better to go outside. A little hesitant to do that because I wouldn't want to teach her it's bad to go on the pad. If she's going to go in the house, I want her to use the pad. So I want you to try this for a while and see how you are with it, okay?
Yeah.
And then I do behavior training and, you know, I do behavior training and healing hours and shows, you know, at least once a month. So I want you to call me back on the next one and let me know how you're doing, okay?
Sure, sure.
All right. So any other questions or are you good for now?
No, I mean, I'm glad the solution at this point is partying.
Yeah, yeah, party and high-value reward outside. And let's see if you can't make it so fabulous to go outside that she needs something to put outside to have a party, so she's got to hold on to it, okay? The other thing, if she gets up during the night, if she's getting up during the night to pee, you could pull up water 2 to 3 hours before bedtime. That could be an issue with the older dogs, especially the diabetic one, but you could elevate water so that he has access to it and she doesn't. But so that she's not tanking up at night so she can't hold it during the night. So there's some other things we can tweak, but let's have you go with that to start with. And then you catch me on the next Behavior Training and Healing Sunday and catch me up where we are, and we'll see what we need to tweak or add or change, okay?
So we're looking at the last week of
April. No, we're looking at probably, I think, the second Sunday of April.
Oh, second Sunday of April, okay.
Yeah, will be the next one, okay?
Good.
All right. Thanks, David.
Yeah, thanks, Martha.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All right. We are going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors. We've got more phone callers. We've got emails. Woohoo! We might not have to get into all this news stuff. That's a good thing. I'll tell you about the good TV, though, coming up. Stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Have you heard about energy balancing for animals? Elite master of the bioenergetic synchronization technique, Nels Rasmussen, has been creating transformations in health, mobility, and athletic performance in dogs, cats, and horses for over 30 years. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668.
Manson Mitchell, welcome on Friday morning. Jerry Jewell from The Facts of Life, who broke the glass ceiling for actors with disabilities.
And on Saturday morning, Joe Rombolo returns to discuss themes of resurrection and ascension in our lives.
Then Kim Romaner joins us to talk about how you can amplify your possibilities this spring.
Mind, body, and otherworldly conversation. Manson Mitchell, Friday and Saturday mornings at 10, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
BioClean Incorporated is a fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractor working under the authority of the Washington State Health Department. BioClean helps with extremely difficult situations, including hoarding of both objects and animals, the cleanup of trauma scenes, rodent infestations, mold issues, and cleanup of the aftermath of sewage and flood events. If the unthinkable happens to you and you're faced with a situation that involves a crime, trauma, or tragedy, you need to call BioClean. The entire staff at BioClean Incorporated pride themselves on combining compassion with expertise and professionalism. Serving all of Washington State, BioClean offers professional certified 24-hour emergency service with no additional charge for night or weekend calls. At BioClean Incorporated, you're more than a customer, you're someone they want to help. The BioClean professional cleanup team are experts at eliminating odors, contaminants, and biohazards. Call BioClean at 888-412-6300. That's 888-412-6300. Or visit BioCleanWA.com for more information. Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage's exciting new Vashon Island location. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including T-Touch, aromatherapy, and manual ligament therapy, plus massage for canines and small and large animal certification. Visit online at nwsam.com for registration details and to enroll online. For more information, call 877-836-3703. That's 877-836-3703. Or check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage on Facebook.
The
This is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and let me tell you about Robin Alexis. She's an animal communicator, gifted past life reader, medium, ghost whisperer, healer, and more. When you call into her radio show, Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis, or when you call her for your one-on-one phone session, she listens to what your metaphysical concerns are. She can clear and rebalance your energy, plus she uses all of her eclectic psychic skills to assist you in reaching your full potential in life. I like and trust Robin so much that I work with her on a one-on-one basis regularly. Plus, I have her as a guest on my radio show, Animal World, monthly. To listen to her show, Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis, and to schedule a one-on-one phone session with her, visit robinalexis.com. That's robinalexis.com, or call her for one-on-one phone sessions at 530-859-2499. That's 530-859-2499.
Independent programs, independent voices, independent ideas. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, Martha Norwalk. Thanks for spending your Sunday morning with me here on Animal World. I'm having a good time. I hope you're having a good time. I love to talk to you guys and talk about our animal friends. And let's see. I saw the most wonderful video clip. Now, just to let you know, and Mary Beth, you hold on to that line because I'm coming to you very shortly here. I saw it online, and remember the lion that those two British men raised, and then they took it to Africa and released it, and then they went back like a year later, and the lion recognized him and ran up, and they had this, oh God, you know, it warms your heart. Okay, all right. Well, same story, only gorilla suit this time. And it was a gorilla reunion, and I'll tell you what, a wonderful a caretaker that raised this gorilla. I mean, it was a sanctuary or something, but then he got released in the wild to be a real gorilla and have a family. And then it was him coming back, and they didn't know if the gorilla was going to kill him or what. Oh, and it was, oh, anyway. They say that you can see the whole story. There's a new show starting called Gorilla School, and it starts on Tuesday, May 4th at 8 p.m. on Animal Planet. So Tuesday, May 4th, 8 p.m., Animal Planet. I'll probably be at Yogi School, Kriya School, at Tuesday evening, so I don't know if I'll be able to see it.
8 o'clock.
Yeah, Tuesday, May 4th. But hopefully I'll be able to watch it online or something. But anyway, it was as good as the lion story. So, yeah.
Is this on every week?
It's supposed to, apparently, a new series starting Tuesday, May 4th at 8 p.m. called Gorilla School.
That's
my impression, but there wasn't a lot of details. Okay, so let's see. Just to finish up. Well, I'll come back to these. Let's take care of our caller. We are, by the way, it's a behavior training and healing Sunday now. If you got animal behavior training or healing questions or comments, give us a call, 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. We're going to Linwood and Mary Beth. Mary Beth, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Martha.
Hello?
Hey, Mary Beth.
Oh, hi, Martha. I'm glad to hear about that Gorilla School show. That sounds really good.
Oh yeah, I had all my you know, goosebumps and tears in my eyes. It was very cool.
Well, I'm a cat person.
Yay!
Also, besides being a gorilla person, and I have I'm trying to adopt this feral cat who's been running around the neighborhood for quite a while, and this winter I felt so bad for him because it got so cold, and one day I noticed that I have a covered porch with some chairs, and I noticed one of the cushions was real dirty, so I thought he must be sleeping on my chair at night. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I rigged up this little bed for him under the chair with towels coming down, and I got one of those little it's a special heating pad for pet beds.
Mm-hmm.
And made him a little bed under there so he wouldn't freeze to death. And then he started using that, and I was feeding him.
Mm-hmm.
But he was not fixed, and I didn't think he belonged to anybody because I couldn't imagine. And he seemed famished when he was eating, although he didn't look that skinny. But Anyway, so we had got this kind of little relationship going, and in January, I have a friend who's a cat trapper. We trapped him and took Yeah, took him down to the feral cat spay-neuter.
Excellent, because that was just popping in my mind. That's
yes,
probably because you already
right
did that.
Them,
yeah,
so,
excellent.
And I know all about them, so they were great. They fixed him, flea-treated, and gave him shots. And then that night, he came home, he stayed in the trap in my second bathroom to recover, and the next morning, he was out of here and very mad at me. Didn't come back for a few days. But anyway, then he came back, and he sits on my porch, and he stares at my two cats through mm-hmm. the French doors, and they stare at him. And so he's kind of gotten to know them that way. So I started letting him in, or trying to get him to come in. I can mm-hmm. finally pet him.
Oh, good.
Yeah, and then about
because these relationships can take a long time.
Put in my entryway.
Good, wonderful.
Yeah, and I had to leave the door unlatched because he wants to push it open anytime he gets, you know, a little startled or something. Mm-hmm. So he's very non-aggressive, and so are my two cats.
Oh, great! Everybody's getting along together.
Well, my little princess, the spayed female who's about 12, she really wishes she was an only cat.
Yeah, well, that's kind of girls are like that, generally.
Yeah, she keeps her distance, and she will spit at him, but then she'll, like, keep her distance and be laying on her side, so I can tell she's not about to attack him.
Right.
So he's not worried at all. So now he's branched out. He went into the room to the left of the entryway because there's a cat post in there, and there's some catnip, and so he checked that out. And then to the right of the entryway, he's come into the kitchen. And, you know, all the time I'm talking to him, good boy, good boy. And he just lays under the, like last night, he was just laying under the table. I should say about two nights ago, I noticed when I was petting him in the entryway, he got really happy.
Mm-hmm.
And he backed up against the closet door, and I thought, uh-oh, I've never had a cat who has sprayed, but he was a definite sprayer when he wasn't fixed.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought he had that posture going, so I just said, buddy, no, or something like that, mm-hmm. and he, you know, came out of that posture really fast.
Good.
Last night in the kitchen, he was laying under the table, just, you know, enjoying himself, kind of rolling around. And suddenly he walked over to the couch and sprayed on it. And it's almost like he's saying, I'm so happy.
Yeah, he's marking his territory.
I want this place for my, yeah. So now
how long
I've
has it been
really
since?
Dealt with this.
Yeah, how long has it been since he was neutered?
About January okay. 23rd.
And we don't know how old he is, really, do we?
Not really. He's not a kitten.
Okay. Well, and here's the deal. You know, neutering definitely affects spraying behavior. But with the hormones working their way out of the body, they can leave quickly within a month, or it can take up to a year for them.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So he may be a slow changer in terms of hormones.
Uh-huh.
I hopefully you've heard my commercial talking about anti-icky poo.
Yeah.
Because it is the best in terms of odor neutralizer.
Do you only get that at a vet?
Well, some vets, some pet stores have it. I just talking to Bothell Feed Center this week. They said the manager Tammy said she'd seen it recently or heard about it, and that she wanted to bring it in. If you go to my website MarthaNorwalk.com, and on the homepage a link will come up that says anti-icky poo. Click on that link, and they should have a store locator on their website, so you can find out where to get it. But most often vets carry it. Used to be in all the pet stores, and then I don't know what happened. But anyway, it's becoming more common now because people are beginning to realize that it's the one that works.
It's
you know, the
one,
other
that
one that's everywhere
often
doesn't work. And icky poo is so good with cat urine that they often won't go back to the same area.
That's what I was wondering. Does it discourage them from?
Yes, it does. But I also want you to start talking to this boy. What do you call him?
Buddy. Real
all right. Okay, cats are fabulous communicators.
Yes.
Okay, and you just talk to them out loud, and you imagine it in your mind.
Talk to him about spraying?
Yeah, you're going to talk to this boy.
Yeah.
And you're going to talk to him out loud, and you're going to imagine it in your mind. He gets the pictures in your mind and feels what you're feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, look it, buddy, I love you bunches. Mm-hmm. I'd love for you to be part of our family and move into the house. But there are some rules. Because this is my house. If you want to mark in the house, you either claw on the scratching posts and you imagine him clawing mm-hmm. on the different posts in the house.
Uh-huh. Okay?
Or you bump and rub. And you know how they bump and rub their face on you?
Right, uh-huh.
Okay? You imagine him bumping. You can bump and rub the couch. You can bump and rub anything you want. You can bump and rub me.
Mm-hmm.
But in the house, you hold your urine. And when you say hold, squeeze your bladder sphincter like you're holding your own urine.
Okay?
Because he'll feel that feeling. And then you say, you go outside and you can spray all over the yard, you know, and show him he can spray the perimeter outside, but you hold it in the house.
Uh-huh.
So that's where you start, is telling him how much you love, tell him how he can mark in the house, but he has to spray outside.
Uh-huh.
And then when he's in there, just don't use your anti-icky poo where if he goes, and then watch that posture.
Yeah.
And if you see it coming, remind, say, ah, hold it in the house, bump and rub, or go outside, spray outside. You know, don't tell him don't spray, because with the right brain telepathic communication, when it comes in, there's no don't in the picture. If you say don't spray in my house, he'll get spray in my house.
Oh,
so you say hold it in the house, bump and rub in the house, scratch and paw on the scratching post in the house, spray outside.
Okay.
And then you talk to him about that, and you tell him if you continue to back up and spray in the house, you're going to have to stay outside all the time.
Uh-huh.
If you want to come in, you hold it.
Okay.
And you do that, and everything we've talked about, in the vast majority of cases, that will be enough. Now, but I'm going to read you this, because this is a, and Mike, I'm not spacing the break. We'll get to that. I want to read you. This is a follow-up. I just got this email last night, and I printed it out because I wanted to read it to all of you. And it says, "Dear Martha, this is an update long overdue. You came out to see our family about 5.5 years ago. Our cats were having some interpersonal issues." They were fighting. "And you suggested timeouts and extra playing, as well as us humans working on our relationship. I have meant to send you an update for years. Attached is a recent picture showing how Charlie and Josie are doing together. Thank you again for all of your help." And then there's a picture of this gray cat and this orange and white cat curled up like pretzels, mm-hmm. happy together, getting along fine. Okay. So what I did with them is, because the cats were fighting, they needed more exercise to blow off steam and playtime. But the humans had to deal with their relationship and get, you know, the emotions they're stuffing and suppressing and not dealing with out and work that out. When they did that, see, that leaves it open for the cats to get along. What if this communication and what I've told you to do, Mary Beth, does not solve the problem, then we need to look at any anger. And it would be a male anger, which can come from men or women, but it's an I don't like it, I want to control it, jealous or possessive anger that you need to process out of your system and not be suppressing. But if it goes away right away, and a good indicator would be when he backs up and when he sprayed, how did you feel about it?
Immediately said nobody.
No, not what you said.
How did you feel
about seeing him do that?
I felt like, I don't know if I can deal with a cat in the house doing this.
Okay. So you didn't have you didn't feel an anger come up in you.
No.
Okay. Then hopefully it's just, this will work. You know, that's all it is. It's not related to you and a lesson you need to learn. But if this doesn't work, I want you to call me back the second Sunday of April, and I'll give you tools for responsibly dealing with anger, and we'll put you on an emotional clean house deal. So that there isn't anything attracting that energy in and around you, okay?
Okay. Now, this all this that you're telling me is sort of balanced with maybe if the hormone level hasn't gone away.
Right, right.
Okay.
So we've got to communicate with him, teach him the rules,
mm-hmm.
and then we can always hope that there's going to be more of a balancing hormonally with him, and it could take up to a year.
Okay.
However, see, if you're not stuffing and suppressing, if there's not an anger issue that you need to learn about and on a higher level need to deal with yourself, and I can teach you those tools if you do,
mm-hmm.
then communicating with him this way is going to be all that's necessary to get him to control the behavior.
Okay.
They're great communicators, and he wants to be inside with you.
Oh, he does.
Yep. So you tell him these are the rules, honey. You come in, you show him how to mark. Okay, inside, and then he can spray outside. Go spray the whole perimeter. Show him do it all around the yard. You can control the area. You can be the outside boss cat. But mm-hmm. inside, you hold it.
Okay.
And trust me, it will work unless there's an underlying human anger issue, and I'll give you those tools next if it's necessary. So let's see how you do for the next couple, 3 weeks, okay?
Okay, Martha.
All right, Mary Beth, thanks for your call.
Thank you very much.
You're okay. Welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we've got a behavior email to get to, but first we need to wrap up taking care of our advertisers and sponsors that keep us on the air. Remember, they're here by invitation only, so it's all great stuff. Listen, pay attention, support them, thank them, and stay right where you are. Animal World continues today until noon right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
It's not often you find a mortgage lender who shares your passion for animals and public service. Margaret Peggy Kaler, Senior Loan Officer at Cornerstone Home Lending Incorporated, believes in animal rescue and has given back to the community in many ways. A charter member of the Rotary Club of Duval, past president of the Duval Chamber of Commerce, and organizer of the Duval Dirty Paws Dog Walk, Peggy shares your values and love of animals. Call Peggy at 206-947-0615 or visit PeggyKaler.com for your next mortgage. It's a smart move. NMLS number 393352 and WA-CL number 803075. Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information. Worried about bed bugs? Discreet Green is committed to bringing you products that are completely all-natural, non-toxic products that are safe for the environment, offering affordable heat treatments, mattress encasements, bed bug monitors, and safe and sane bed bug sprays and foggers. Bed bugs don't stand a chance. You can also have their highly trained bed bug detection dog, Princess Leah, the bed bug Slaya, sniff them out. They want to serve you in an eco-friendly way. Call them at 206-95-GREEN or online at spraybedbugs.com for more information. Natural Pet Pantry offers your pet the best homemade healthy food and treats, taking the work out of raw food for cats and dogs. Natural Pet Pantry's homemade natural cat and dog food is Seattle's original raw and cooked pet food. USDA certified, affordable, and local. Made here in the USA. Raw Foods' natural enzymes build health with easy digestibility, providing increased energy levels and enhanced well-being in your pet, and prepared for your convenience. You'll find Natural Pet Pantry in local stores or free home delivery. NaturalPetPantry.com. It just makes sense. Call 206-850-0631. That's 206-850-0631.
You're invited to four wonderful fundraisers for animals at Northwest Cellars in Kirkland in April. Admission for all is $10 in advance and $15 at the door, and all events are from 1 to 4 p.m. 100% of all admission fees are donated to the participating charities, and 40% of the sale of private label wines is also donated. On Saturday, April 6th, come to Northwest Cellars for a fun afternoon. We'll be raising money for the Community Cat Coalition. Sunday, April 7th is a fun and fabulous wine tasting benefit for the Seattle Humane Society at Northwest Cellars. Then, plan on the Posh Pooch Party to benefit Old Dog Haven on April 20th. Old Dog Haven provides loving homes for over 3,000 homeless dogs 8 years and older. On April 21st, join Northwest Cellars for an afternoon benefiting Meow, Cat Rescue's Public Spay Neuter Fund. For more information and details on each of these fundraising events, go to northwestcellars.com and click on events. With four charities to choose from, join with Northwest Cellars to help animals in our community.
There's nothing else like it on the dial. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and you're listening to Animal World. For that, I say thank you. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We're wrapping up the end of a Behavior Training and Healing Sunday. Gosh, it's fun to talk to you on the phone. The next time we'll be doing this, tell everybody you know I'm free on the air. I'm pretty cheap, and you know, when you're paying me too, so I'm very affordable. But I love to chat with you on the air. It'll be second Sunday in April. Will be our next Behavior Training and Healing Sunday. Got a great Vet Sunday, the first Sunday of April. Dr. Penny Lloyd, equine veterinarian, doing some and some like, some small animals and doing some really phenomenal human and animal energy healing work. And so it's going to be a fun Vet Sunday with her. Let's see. Wrapping up today, gosh, we're, you know, getting on the downside, and I might have time to take a quick phone call if you wanted to call in. But let's see, I've got an email here from Christine, a listener in Bend, Oregon. Christine said, I'm hoarse, so I can't write my question. How can I train Charlie? That's her 7-month-old rescued Australian Shepherd dog to let me know when he has to go outside to potty. Well, Christine, that, you know, teaching a dog to alert you when he has to go out is not something that I'm wild about actually treating or training, because if you potty train correctly, it will happen automatically. And that is, it's all your responsibility. And remember confinement, supervision, scheduling, it applies to an older dog that hasn't yet been house trained. So when you're not supervised, we're confined in an area that is small enough that they'll hold it. When you're there, you go out on a regular basis. You cue a potty word, hurry up, go potty, do your business, whatever you want it to be. Robbie has two. Go potty, hurry up and go potty. Number one, poop your puppy is number two. And I praise those, praise when he's out, back inside. And then your Charlie is a breed that is naturally on the clean side and will take to house training easily. So generally, and if you go to the same door, same area all the time, you keep up the schedule. If a dog has to go on an unusual situation, or you haven't taken them out enough, they'll usually let you know by whining, spinning, running between you and the door. Robbie now is letting me know if he has to go out, and I haven't and taken him out. He gets up, he stares at me, stares potty, potty outside, and he whines a little bit. And I know now that means he's got to go. And now you can teach, I mean, a lot of people have put bells on a string on the door, put a little office bell next to the door. When you take him to the door, you bang it with their paw, take him outside. He's the kind of dog that could learn to pick that up right away. But the problem is when they learn a signal to ask to go out, you don't know when they make that signal if they really have to go to the bathroom or if they just heard a snake crawl through the grass a mile away, or they just want something. And I have had to go in and help people that they're playing revolving door for the dog, and it's asking to go out 100 times a day. So I'm not a big fan of teaching that per se. I'm a fan of doing a consistent ritual, confinement, supervision, scheduling, go out, praise, you know, and all of that. And then if you're just ritualistic about it, then the dog will let you know. That will come in time. And like I said, Robbie, I got him at 8 weeks. He's 6.5 months old. And he's been indicating to me when he has to go, if I haven't taken him out, you know, for at least a couple of months now. So it should come naturally. If that's not good enough, email me back. I'll give you more details, but that's my recommendation. Does that make sense to you, Aji, since I don't have Christine on the phone? Okay, and I want to, before we run out of time here, let you know I had just had a little bit of follow-up, animal legislation follow-up, to let you know the spay-neuter bill passed the Senate. Yay. The animal cruelty bill missed the vote deadline in the House. They didn't bring it up for a vote, so it's done for this session. But the spay-neuter bill passed, so now it's got to get through the House. And let's see. Oh, the Northwest Stream Center, fifth graders. From Assumption St. Bridget School are planting this last year's live Christmas trees. Remember, Northwest Dream Center rents the Christmas trees, and then people bring them back after they're done. They get planted. They will be planting those trees next week, I think. Let's see. They are
first week of spring.
Yeah, and they're planting at a housing complex for seniors next to Bear Creek, and 30 kids will be doing this, And on Tuesday, March 26th, they're doing it in the morning and the afternoon. So that's really cool. The trees are getting planted. And, woohoo. Oh, okay. I don't think we have enough time for that discussion. But here's something new that I wanted to let. These are good news stories I can hold. I'll hold for another time. This is as interesting. By the Animal Rescue site.com. Just like people, every dog is different. They have different personalities, backgrounds, yada, yada, yada. Puppies have a short window during which they readily accept new experiences. And many dogs have had experiences that make them fear other dogs, people, or strange sounds. A new program is being started that everybody needs to know about. It's called the Yellow Dog Project. And what you're to do if your dog is shy and you don't want people rushing up to greet it and other dogs, you tie a yellow ribbon on the dog's collar. And when enough people know about this, instead of, you know, because you always want to teach your kids, you know, you ask permission before you touch and pet. But this is going to be the next new thing, is that for shy dogs, we tie on yellow ribbons so people know no touch, no talk, no eye contact, talk to the human, give them their space. And it will help these dogs avoid stressful confrontations and become more social and more trusting of people they don't know, because they won't feel threatened. So isn't that cool?
Mm-hmm. Could that be expanded to cats, I wonder, as more people walk their cats around?
Well, I suppose it could, but not that many people walk their cats around on leashes.
I know.
And if the cats are social enough and stable enough to go out on a leash and be comfortable where there are going to be other people, they're probably just fine to...
Jasper likes people fine, but he doesn't like kids to run at him.
Yeah, there's no reason why you couldn't do it with a cat as well. And Mike, I forgot to ask you what is going on programming wise for the rest of today.
It's just a tad abnormal. Yes. We will hear Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis at 12 o'clock.
And that would be an encore presentation.
You are correct. Then the Dog Show with Julie Forbes will actually be heard this evening at 6 o'clock.
Oh, 6 p.m. for the dog show.
To make room for a basketball game, University of Washington women's WNIT second round game.
Okay, so immediately after Animal World, we've got an encore presentation of Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis, Husky women's basketball after that, and then the encore presentation of the dog show with Julie Forbes at 6 p.m. today?
You are correct.
All righty then. Thank you so much for that. I'm going to remind you that next week is Easter Sunday, but we'll be here with our bunny suits on. Mm-hmm. And it is also Shelter Rescue Sanctuary and Anything That Helps Our Animal Friends Sunday. We'll talk to Molly Wood and the birds. We'll talk to Albreed Equine Rescue and the horses. We'll find out about their big, huge benefit event that's coming up a little later in the year. And we will welcome Bothell Feed Center to the Animal World family of advertisers. And what a fabulous store and what a great source of products and information they are. And it is the headquarters. If you're doing chickens in the city, that Bothell Feed Center is the place to go. We'll be talking to them. And on our Easter, we'll talk about living with rabbits and chickens and stuff. And I was going to tell you my family's rabbit story because of the Easter tip today, but I didn't have time. So, oh well. And maybe we'll have time for that next week. But the bottom line is buy stuffed ones, not live ones, unless you want to live with them for a lifetime and be responsible. And we'll talk about that next week. So thank you, Mike. Thank you, Aji. Thank you, Kathy. And as always, let me remind you, animals have feelings, too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to open your heart, share your love with all living things. And I'll be talking to you again next week.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.